time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. This show fits into two of my series, Awesome Animals and Backyard Birding. Hey, the reason why it fits into backyard birding, there's a couple of these guys on my property, in my backyard. It is none other than the barred owl. Not the barn owl, but the barred owl. The barred owl is a raptor. No, I don't mean Dino or Triceratops. You see, raptors, they are birds of prey. It is the hawks and owls. Birds of prey, they are protected. So these protected species, so what's the importance of them? Well, birds of prey, they keep a balance in ecosystems. They feed, obviously, on prey species, and the key one is the rodents. And the rodent populations are large and controlled by specific species. Henceforth, the barred owl, key dude here. Because watch this awesome fact. If a male and female mouse reproduced, and so did all of their offspring in 1 year, you would have around 500,000 mice. That's 500,000 Mickeys running around. But the barred owl to the rescue, because watch this one. A male and female barred owl with hatchlings, so their babies, will hunt between 10 to 15 mice per night. And I'm sure you know by now, this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, they will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So let's take a look at the barred owl and what makes him such an efficient hunter. This is a fact that goes along with all owls. It is their hearing and eyesight are great. So watch this awesome fact here. Barred owl sitting on a goalpost. So not too often do we look out on a football soccer field and you see a barred owl sitting on a goalpost. But if he was sitting there, he could hear a mouse walking 100 yards away, so near the other goalpost. But not only that, he could hear him walking under a layer of snow. You would be able to see a barred owl fly that distance, go down into the snow, come out with a mouse. Now that is an awesome fact. So how does he stalk his prey? Well, they don't fly very fast. That's a negative maybe, because he flies silent. You know, at the Avian Wildlife Center, it is a place where they rehabilitate raptors, birds of prey, plus any other bird that gets brought in there. But specifically, they are the bird of prey people. And my great friend, Giselle Smisco, I filmed with her many, many times there. She's just like, when she's on camera. Matter of fact, when I'm with Giselle, I learn so much. And one of my adventures called Feathers and Barred Owls, and I filmed this with Giselle. You can watch it on Joey B TV. We were there, and on camera, I had taken a swan feather. And the swan feather, I'm shaking it up and down, and you could actually hear a noise. So when a swan flies or any other bird flies, you would actually hear them flapping their wings. And then I took a barred owl feather, and I am as hard as I can and as fast as I can. I'm shaking it up and down, and there is no sound. What makes them so efficient is they are the silent hunter. Now, you look at a barred owl, and he's about 2 feet tall. You go, that's pretty big, and you just look at him. And then he opens up his wings, and his wings are 4 feet wide. So it's like this monstrous dude when his wings are out. And now all of his feathers, you know, make him appear to be larger. Now, when I was filming with Giselle, she's holding a barred owl, and I'll talk to you about how you hold a barred owl in a little bit. She's holding the barred owl, and she takes her index finger as she's describing how many feathers he has and his protection and all that. And she takes her index finger, and she sticks it through the feathers, and she touches his cranium, his skull, and her index finger disappears. That's how puffed up, that's how large he is. Well, you say, okay, so what are these feathers for? Well, they act as waterproofing, and they act as insulation. They can regulate temperature. They release heat in the summertime, and they trap heat in the wintertime. So the thermostat that you have in your house, well, the feathers act like that on the barred owl. Now, the barred owl's talons, they are piercing power. their sharper scalpels and have enough power to impale its prey with it. It's an instant kill. Now, Giselle was speaking one time. She's got a leather glove, and she said it's lined with Kevlar, and he can actually pierce through that. So I don't think a mouse is too much of a problem for him at that point in time. And you know something? When I am out in the wild, whether I'm filming an adventure, doing research, or out there with my friends, you know, just enjoying every piece of life in an adventure. So my buddy Dr. Dan and I, we're fishing on my friend Nancy Nolte's farm. You probably know Nick Nolte, the actor, or his sister Nancy's a good friend of mine. And we fish there all the time. And when Dan and I are fishing, you know, it's always bragging rights for the day. You know, it is funny that I am a very truthful man, except when it comes to fishing with my friends. I could turn a tiny little bluegill into a record largemouth. And you know something? We always think about owls calling nighttime and all this. Well, it is daytime. I'm going to say it's 9 a.m., 10 a.m., somewhere around there. And Dan and I are in a large John boat, and we're fishing and catching fish and just, you know, having fun as two friends would. And we hear two barred owls calling. So as far as he and I are concerned, it doesn't matter what we're doing. We drop the rods, obviously, in the boat, paddle the shore. There's a woodlands next to the pond, and we go out. And we are actually watching two barn owls, and they're calling. And then they take us a little bit further, because obviously we could see them completely flying into the woods. And they take us further away. And we track them a little bit, and they call a little bit and take us further away. And after a while, again, Dan and I, as scientists, were saying, okay, so why is this happening? And what we realize is there must be a barred owl's nest somewhere near the pond, and they were luring us away from the nest. So it's like, here's this cool piece of nature and what they do. Now, you're always saying, okay, so birds and bird calls. Well, the barred owl call has a very unique call. No, I don't have a barred owl sitting on my shoulder. I'm not a pirate with a parrot. That was actually me doing a call. And I will always hear them. You know, my bedroom windows are always open, except in the wintertime when it's about 4,000 below zero. My kitchen windows, same deal. And or I have my fire pit outside where family and friends, we sit out there. And I will always hear barred owls calling. Well, what birders do is that they put words to some of the calls to help people remember the calls. And what a barred owl says is, who cooks for you, who cooks for you all. So listen to this. Well, if you listen to that call, it sounds like who cooks for you, who cooks for you all. Well, you can purchase a call. You go to your, you know, local outdoor store, your Ramsey Outdoor or wherever. You can download the call. And just so you know, that every bird call, you can go to Cornell or Ornithology Labs, and their birding department there is spectacular. And you can learn so much about any, you know, species of bird there. Now, at Christmas time, there is the Audubon Christmas Count. And this is usually held the Saturday before. And as it's held the Saturday before Christmas, you know, people will go out in groups. And they actually, believe it or not, it's like pieces of the puzzle around the world. And they are real birders, scientists, people just want to be out in nature, and they put them in groups, and they go out and count every bird. Now you can bird by sight, you can bird by ear. And well, what we do is, you're not going to count many owls during the day. So my group, Piece of a Swamp, we go out and we hike all night long through the swamp, and we call, and we record the number of owl species. So, you know, for me, it's like, we meet at midnight, we hike all day long until 6 a.m. There's actually a restaurant. So we follow the trail, and there's a restaurant at the end of it, and our night ends, which is pretty cool, ends at the restaurant. You know, and one of my, now think about this. As you listen to all of my shows, you'll see that I have actually somehow hiked, filmed, researched from sea to shining sea, everything in between in this country. One of my favorite all-time hikes. On that Christmas count, there was new fallen snow, and there was a full moon. It was almost like daytime, you know. So here we are hiking along, and it wasn't quite like, you know, noon, but it was bright out there. And it was just like one of the more spectacular hikes. So what happens is this, because people always say, well, aren't you going to call the same owl, you know, if he calls back? And the answer is no, because owls will call to identify and defend their territory. So, and I'll just say it, my barred owl call. So if we're hiking along and I do a barred owl call, you might get a screech owl to respond, and the screech owl is doing his call, and his call is to identify and defend his territory. Say, excuse me, I live here. And the screech is only going to be in his territory. He's not going to go somewhere else, because in that swamp that we're actually doing our cannon, the next territory, and it might be a great horned owl or a long-eared owl, many long-eared owls where we go. And that's how we conduct that count. It's really just a really, I guess, a cool thing to do. So here's another cool owl fact. So it's all owls. And people just go, oh, does he really spin his head all the way around, rotate it 360 degrees like the Exorcist? And the answer is no, ding, ding. He can go 270 degrees in one direction, and then he quickly rotates it so quick, it's amazing, in the opposite direction. And you would swear that his head went all the way around. And, you know, I've seen this with baby screech owls when I'm filming with Giselle and the Bard and the Great Horns and all this. Just a really, really cool thing. So here's the next cool fact. So, like, how does a barred owl, like, where did he get his name from? Now, when you see his chest, there is a barring or stripes across his chest. You want to see one? How about a zoo? How about a wildlife refuge? Possibly, or how about a natural habitat? Like getting out there and seeing and listening. You know, you may hear other owls calling as well, and this is a really cool thing. And now, I have daytime spies. Shh, don't tell anyone. But my daytime spies happen to be crows and blue jays. Now, they are constant mob calling. So what happens is somebody gets in their territory and they don't want them there. So they are just like calling and another one comes in. And you can actually hear the difference in a crow's voice or a blue jay's voice when they're doing this mobbing and this calling. And they just keep zipping in and the numbers grow. And this is actually how I find a lot of my owls. And again, lots of birds of prey, you know, it might be a red-tailed in the area or something like that, roosted in a tree. But this is how I find so many of them this way. Now, let me go back to my Christmas count, and that's just a crazy story. So I am going to be meeting my good buddy Dr. Dan, a few others, at midnight. So I don't live that far from the swamp. So I got a close to a half-hour ride. So it's now about 11:30, and I am coming out in my driveway and put some gear in my truck. And I take a step back because I need to just go grab my backpack. And standing in the driveway are two guys with their arms crossed, like literally about 2 feet right behind me. And I don't get afraid much. And they didn't say a word. And I think that I'm about to get mugged, mauled, killed. I have no idea. So I go, come on, let's go. And I got my fists up and I'm ready to fight and I'm in a karate stance. And then all of a sudden they start to laugh. Well, it was two of my good friends who they thought that this would be funny to sneak up on me. And yeah, yes, for them it was funny. And I kid you not, it was a half hour later. And again, you know, it's the fight or flight thing. And obviously this was fight at this point in time. So the adrenaline rush. I am at the swamp waiting for my friends to get there to go out and do the owl count. And my heart is still pounding through my chest. So it's pounding through because all the adrenaline's just saying, okay. So what had happened, though, is I had vowed revenge on my friends. And I said to them, and again, sort of smiling at this point in time while my heart is coming out of my chest. And I said to them, you know, I will get you back. I don't know where and when just yet, but I will. So one day I am at a school and one of my friends there is a big time baseball agent and you name a baseball player. So I'm not going to mention his name or the players, but you mention a pro baseball player and he is their agent. So I am speaking in a school. He is speaking in the same school. So he's down in the front with one of the agents and I come down and I whisper, and this is, by the way, this is like 3 or 4 years later. I shake his hand. I go over, give him a hug and I whisper in his ear and I go, I'm still going to get you back. He goes, you remember you. So he never knows the time nor place. I just thought I'd share that little story with you because, yes, I still owe both of them. And, yes, in a fun way, I will get them. Now going back to the barred owls, I think that's why we decided to sit down and chat today. You know, you will find them. Some of you live in the city. You're going to find them in city parks. If there you live in the suburbs, you will find them in your backyards, especially if you have a few trees that are back there. Or if you live out in the countryside, some woodlands and the forest. So when you're heading into the outdoors, especially at night, be safe, make good decisions, and enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.
Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure.
That was awesome.